king arose troubled from his sleep. He dreamed a dream with mysteries so deep. He called on his magicians and his sorcerers so wise to make the meaning plain before his eyes. His servants said, "Please tell us of your dream." The king refused and made a stern decree. "Only if you can tell my vision, then I'll know your words are pure, and that the meaning you will speak is sure." His servants said no man could do this thing, but this provoked great fury in the king. He sentenced them to death if none could do what he required. Then came a man whose words God had inspired. "There is a God in heaven who gives power unto kings and reveals the secret things. He gives wisdom to the wise and has power o'er the times. Blessed be his name, blessed be his name." The prophet Daniel spoke before the throne. He said, "I have no wisdom of my own. No mortal man could ever know the secrets of your mind. This vision was revealed from God on high. An image great you saw, its head of purest gold, with breast and arms of silver, and waist of brass so bold. Its legs were strong as iron, its feet of iron and clay, until a stone from heaven smashed it in that day. For there is a God in heaven who gives power unto kings and reveals the secret things. He gives wisdom to the wise and has power o'er the times. Blessed be his name, blessed be his name." Now Daniel the interpretation told, the prophecies of kingdoms to unfold, till God sets up his kingdom which shall stand forevermore. His government and peace will be restored. The king stood in amazement of the plan. He realized this came not from a man. He said, "Your God is truly God of gods and Lord of kings, for he has shown these deep and secret things. Reveals the secret things. He gives wisdom to the wise and has power o'er the times. Blessed be his name, blessed be his name."